Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, small steps to great things. Every great accomplishment, especially those of eternal value, starts with one small step in faith. When we walk with God, where we are now is a result of what we're willing to believe God can accomplish in and through us. Faith is trusting that God will honor His promises to those who believe. What do you sense God calling you to do? Listen to what He says, follow His instructions, and see the beautiful things He will do through you. Take the first step in faith. His promises always succeed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 through 6. God's power flows through us when we, in faith, commit to His leading and take the first step. You are pleasing to God when you trust Him. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe He exists, and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6. Consider and apply these four steps, my friends. Request from God His purpose and calling you to great things. Record what He is giving you as your vision. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision and inscribe it clearly on tablets so that those who read it may run. Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 2. Writing down what comes from hearing God ignites us with courage and confidence to go forward so that those who read it may run. Rehearse and memorize God's promises to all who trust in Him. The Lord says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Psalm 32, verse 8. Resolve to follow His instructions given step by step. Keep going and trust He will accomplish more incredible things than we can imagine. And communicate what He has done for you to others so they also trust God for greater things. Be encouraged by the outcome King David records to inspire us. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord, states King David, Psalm 40, verses 1 through 4. Till the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.